suppose you ever heard people call it a flambeau?
Flambeau?
Yes, ma'am.
No. I never heard of it.
Nice.
Excuse me, I've got to have a little water.
Surely. Have that little tickle in your throat?
Mm-hmm, yeah, about that. The flambeau. I don't know anything about a flambeau.
All right.
That's a new word to me.
I'm going to ask you about, you know, this thing that women wear around their waist in the kitchen to keep their dress from getting dirty.
Aprons.
What would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Big pot three-piece suit?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'd say that coat and the vest and the pants, the trousers.
Men call their pants their trousers too?
Yeah. That's what I'd say, pants or trousers.
Nice.
I think trousers sounds a little nicer.
Nice.
I don't know.
Do men still wear those things that go over their shoulders to hold their pants up?
Suspenders. No. Some of them ought to, but they don't.
Have you ever heard those called anything else?
Galluses.
Would that be an older word, do you think?
I think it'd be more slang.
I see.
It may be G-A-L-L-O-U-S-E-S. Galluses. I think it's slang. I don't know.
And this thing that people carry with them, hold over their head with
umbrella. Parasol.
Is that the same thing?
Yes. England has one size for the woman and another for the man.
Oh, really? It's a woman's...
Woman's is smaller.
Nice. I asked you about bedspread yesterday.
Bedspreads and counterpoints and coverlets.
Right. I don't remember if I asked you, though, if people still have these real heavy ones that you might use in wintertime. You used to hear people getting together and patching them together.
Well, bedspread, counterpunch, and coverlets, they're all the same to me, they are.
What I had in mind was a quilt.
Quilt? Oh, yes, quilt. We had our quilt.
Did you ever participate in making one?
Oh, no, yes. A lot of them.
I see.
I sure have. The quilting frames. Roll it up. When you quilt it all down one side, roll it up and quilt again.
Does this county have a pretty good road system throughout?
Well, I guess it does.
You're just not too sure about that?
I'm not too sure.
I was noticing well, I guess it was in Denison. You know, not all the roads, even in the city, are paved up there. It seems that they have just a lot of brick roads. I hadn't seen that in a long time.
Well, I think we've got pretty good farm-to-market roads. We've gone off pretty good that way.
Most of them paved.
Well, they are. They're kind of paved. And then, you know, Greenville's going to soon get that overpass with the railroad. To where we won't have to cross the tracks going into town. Like, you know, yesterday we did.
Yes.
Now they're changing up. And we've been trying to work for a long, long time. But we finally get it now to where you won't have to cross directly the railroad. Or if you're going to church, the train can't stop you and hold you up. You can't get there.
Boy, I got stopped by one yesterday. A long one. Just back traffic up a long ways.
Yes.
Need something like
that. Yes, in 15 or 20 minutes. But you just sit there and wait until they get through.